And, you know, our next guest, you've probably heard him before as well, Roy Johnson as well. He's with us today. He is the editor of Men's Fitness Magazine, and he's written tons of books.
He's got big news. He's going to tell us where LeBron's going.
He's got big news. He's written books with Magic Johnson, Charles Barkley. He's written books with Avery Johnson as well. And he's with us today. Mr. Johnson, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Always good to chat with you guys, particularly when we all, I guess, have news. There's probably about 3 million people that know exactly where LeBron is going.
Really?
At least they believe they do.
It's the Knicks? It's not the Knicks.
If I'm going to
You're going to put it on your blog.
I don't know, but my guess is Miami. That's what every indication seems to be, that
really?
He is going to create the daydream team
down in
Miami with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade and a bunch of guys who are going to be making the minimum salary, and that they're going to try to win several titles.
Is Riles coming back? Is he coming off the bench to coach them again?
Because maybe might have family issues, you know? That happens.
We have not heard that yet. Every indication that was given to Dwayne Wade and Bosh was that Eric Spoelstra would still be the coach, but certainly Riley will loom large in trying to make this work.
Now, let me ask you this, Roy. Why is it that if you're an owner of a team, why isn't everyone going after LeBron James? Why doesn't everyone go after a winning team to make the foundation of a winning
team? There are rules that limit how much you can spend on players. And unless you are under that salary cap number, then you can't go after free agents. And then you have to be, you know, and let's say the salary cap is now $58 million. You have to be $30 million under that cap in order to go get two guys and pay them $15 million. So there are a number of teams that are over the cap.
So you mean to tell me nobody's breaking rules? Nobody's breaking the rules here?
Can't break those rules. Those are pretty simple and pretty easy. I think if anything else they can do at the league office is they can count.
Wait a minute. So. You mean to tell me they can drill off the Gulf of Mexico and they can break those rules, but we can't break rules in the NBA?
It's a different set of cops, I guess.
I guess you're right. Now, right now, we have, wouldn't you say, right this time of year, you have the World Cup is just about over. You had Wimbledon, great stories going there. Tour de France, baseball going. I mean, there's so much stuff out there.
It's interesting because it is typically a low time. It is, you're hitting right into the heart of baseball season, and that's sort of a quiet sport. Basketball just really should be in the off season. Shouldn't be talking about it at all. The World Cup is far away, and while we got excited about it as the U.S. team remained in contention afterwards, then you know only people who were interested in soccer and interested in those teams remained committed to the World Cup. So it should be a relatively quiet time, but this free agent frenzy has lit up this period and elevated this sports week. To a level that probably has never been seen before.
Yeah, there's so much excitement that's going on, and it's culminating tonight, right? There's like a pregame. There's with a three-hour pregame.
Right, it's like the Super Bowl.
It's like the Oscars.
It's like the Oscars when we knew Titanic was going to win, but we got to sit through 3 hours of the best guy.
How are they going to do this? Are they going to go like, and the winner? Like, how?
They'll have a picture of each of the cities. On the screen, it'll be great.
I mean, I think if you're going to do it, and let's face it, there's some controversy about the way he is making this announcement. I have no problem with it, but there are critics. But if you're going to do it, have some fun with it. Maybe do what the high school recruits do and have 3 or 4 caps down in front of you.
Yeah.
And, you know, work it like a Vegas shuffleboard, a 3-card Monte guy at Times Square, and flip them around, and pick one up, put it down. Or something. Some fun with it.
Don't just
sit there with Jim Gray and say, Jim, where are you going to go? I'm going to go to Miami. I mean, you know, that's going to be a downer.
Right.
That's going to be a letdown.
I
hope they just have some fun with it. It is ESPN, the worldwide leader, so maybe they'll come up with something creative.
Yeah, I think they're going to just spin a wheel and wherever
it
lands on, that's where
they're
going to go.
They should do a wheel, don't you think?
That's a good one.
That would be a great thing. Now,
the roulette wheel with the LeBron ball.
Right.
Now, before we get to the new issue of Men's Fitness, what the heck is going on with this World Cup with
Are we still talking about the World Cup? I
want to get. I want to just find out. I want to get your thoughts on about first of all the not using any video cameras and the refereeing.
They don't have to explain their ruling. Isn't that old school?
No, but the argument
that
is
old school is dumb. I mean, we now are in an era of accountability. You know, there is nothing that can escape the eye of the camera. And every sport, every major sport has decided that it is better to get it right. That ultimately, and baseball is even creeping to that conclusion after the fiasco in which, you know, the pitcher lost the no-hitter because of a mistake.
Right.
My thing is get it right. It doesn't matter. People make mistakes. You know, athletes are faster, bigger, stronger. These things happen in the blink of an eye. It is hard to determine exactly what happened. You make a call. Let's get it right. And I think that FIFA will have to come around to that because not only did they have just missed calls, but it was just so pervasive that it is threatening to be able to define what this World Cup is about. That no matter who wins, everybody's going to be talking about the officiating, and that's not what FIFA wants.
Right. And it seems like they're still keeping their stance that they're going to still not go with.
They don't think it's a problem.
They don't think it's a problem. But the thing that they keep, like the argument they keep hearing about, is they don't want to change the way that the game is played. But they already have implemented changes. The mere fact that the referees are communicating with one another, that was not the way it used to be. They all have headsets on. They're all communicating, talking back and forth. They didn't used to have that. So, you know, I hope they, you know, it's a shame.
It gets
that
embarrassing after a while.
It's embarrassing.
And plus, they've got 4 years to figure that out. I mean, whatever they say today doesn't mean anything. So,
right.
You know, they have 4 years to figure this out.
Absolutely. Okay, let's get to the new issue, Men's Fitness. It's on stands right now. On the cover, Mark Wahlberg. Man, this guy's been a fitness guy. I mean, you know, 20 years. I mean, this guy's been out. This guy was doing Calvin Klein.
He never had a fat period, did he?
Yeah, this guy never got fat. What's the deal with this guy?
If he did, it was all of our buff period.
Right. He's the original. This is the guy who made Entourage. Mm-hmm. Right?
He is the producer. He has moved from being just a mere underwear model to being a real player in Hollywood. He is a producer and creator of Entourage, which was sort of loosely based on his life and one of the biggest hits on television. He continues to be the kind of actor who can steal a scene by taking his shirt off.
But
he's also clearly doing it with his head. He's becoming a player in Hollywood. He knows the game and is not going to, you know, be just known for his body, even though he still doesn't mind showing it off.
Right. That was the one thing. The classic thing about Mark Wahlberg, whenever in his movies, was for some reason
his shirt would have to come off.
His shirt would have to come off. There'd have to be a scene built in where all of a sudden he's half naked or almost, you know, completely.
That's why he's working with Will Ferrell, because there's always a scene where he's in his underwear. So they work well together.
Hey, you work what you got, you know?
Exactly. Now, did you get a chance to spend any time with him? Have you met him before?
I did not go on this photo shoot. It was out in California, and our photo director went out there. He has an open invitation to play golf when he comes to the East Coast, and hopefully we'll be able to do that sometime this summer. Good guy. And one of the things we try to do with our cover subjects is pick guys who are not only famous, but guys you want to hang out with, guys who seem pretty cool, pretty laid back, and somebody you can have a conversation with, maybe, you know, have a few beers or share a bottle of wine and just have a good time. And he certainly seems like that type of guy.
Yeah. It's that's the impression that you always get with Mark Wahlberg. But great information. Tell us what else is in this in this issue. What are some of the articles we look forward to?
Beyond our continuing efforts to help you get in great shape. Are you guys following the workouts yet? I mean, have you embraced the workouts? Have you lost a few pounds and gained some muscle? Because we've got it all right there for you. We've got a blueprint for you with a workout of the month. We can tell you how to gain 10 pounds of muscle. So I expect that the next time we talk.
I gained the 10 pounds. I'm falling behind on the muscle part, but the 10 pound part I got.
So sad.
No, listen, Roy, I thought that you actually took some of these shots, because, you know, the fat guy's got some big guns. And I thought
I'm
you
a great
actually,
before model. If you need a before model, I'm your guy.
We've got a great article here in our Fit Food section on how to make a healthy pizza. So that, can we start by trying to make a healthy pizza?
Yeah, absolutely.
Swordfish recipe. But the story that I really want to call your attention to is something we call Blood, Sweat, and Fear. It's a story about a group of our servicemen in Afghanistan who are, you know, doing what they do to preserve our freedom. And yet they built themselves a makeshift gym over there. We call it the world's most dangerous gym. So we've got these wonderful images of our soldiers in Afghanistan, not only, you know, battling the you know, Taliban-infested mountains near where their camp is, but also lifting iron and doing the things that they need to do to stay in shape.
Right.
We wanted to run it to recognize them, and I really hope that people pick up this issue, if nothing else, to see our guys over in Afghanistan trying to see how they stay in shape and how they do it in a gym that has actually been hit by gunfire. We have one great picture of a guy in the gym with his machine gun.
Right, I see that. Right. And that's no that looks like an M60. That's no little gun.
That is not one you can mistake for a gun.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other thing too that comes across in the article too is the fact that you don't, again, just like with everything, when you don't have all the great piece of equipment that you find at gyms, there's plenty of things and there's plenty of exercises that you go through in that particular article on exercises that you can do to get plenty of benefit and development from simple exercises.
Right. They're very innovative. They make do with what they got.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I have been trying to convey to people when I am able to participate in other media outlets. You know, I've just started a blog here for a new site called Health Goes Strong, Grow Strong, Go Strong. And I write about just how to start getting yourself in shape. It's primarily a site for boomers, but certainly anybody can follow some of the advice that I've written in the latest blog, you know, just to start walking, stretching, buy a jump rope, get a medicine ball, and even maybe take a salsa class, you know, anything
right.
to just, you know, get your heart moving. You can do a lot of these things at home or around your neighborhood. And if you're really just trying to get back into working out, these are great ways to start doing that.
Right. It's also good to know that also in men's fitness, it's not just workout information. There's great recipes. Also, there's a section this month on outdoor stuff, places to go to backpack, and also some great information about equipment that you need to buy, some backpacking essentials. That's always great information. I love that type of stuff. You know, where's a great deal? What things should you be looking for in a backpack and places to go
well,
to?
One reason you get in shape is so you can enjoy things that you wouldn't be able to enjoy if you were not in condition to do so. And whether it's mountain climbing or camping or rafting, and you know, one of the things that we try to do is to not only help you get in shape, but let you know some of the great things you can do once you get in better condition. And that's a lot of what our outdoor section does. And this is one particular month in which we give you five great outdoor options for once you get ready to get out of the gym and show off your bod and show off your new conditioning. These are great ways to do it.
Right. I know, and I think the previous issue we talked a little bit, I think there was an article about Lance Armstrong. The Tour de France just started. I know he struggled a couple of days. You know, he fell and he got a flat tire. Have you been following it at all, Roy?
You know, it's interesting. I will confess I haven't been following it any more than sort of reading up on who crashed on this day, because it seems like somebody's crashing every day.
Yeah, it seems like somebody's throwing oil and tacks and stuff. I don't know what the heck's going on there, but a bunch of falls and a bunch of stuff. But, you know, we wish him lots of luck.
Seems, too, that the race, at least this year, has been tainted by the back-and-forth allegations about blood doping and things.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think this year is going to be a down year in terms of interest in the tour, because every story really features more the he said battle over blood doping involving Lance. So it's unfortunate, but that is the way that the dialogue is shaping up this year, and it'll be a while before the Tour de France becomes popular, I think, here again, and it needs another star.
Yeah, we don't. Right, exactly. Once Lance retires again, you can forget about the Tour de France until the next
this
country, at least, until the next American develops and we follow.
Unless
again.
We do an all doping team,
LeBron.
Yeah,
we need LeBron to do the Tour de France. That's what he's going to announce tonight. Next year, I will be lining up for the Tour de France.
I want to see that bike.
Oh, yeah, that would be fantastic.
Dave Racing.
Roy, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Everybody go out and get the new issue of Men's Fitness. Mark Wahlberg's on the cover of it. Great information, this issue, the August edition. And the website is also great stuff on the website at mensfitness.com as well. Thank you so much, Roy. We look forward
to talking again soon.
Absolutely. Take care, Roy. Have a great rest of the month. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's Roy Johnson with Men's Fitness Magazine. Check them out online at mensfitness.com. Check them out at your newsstands as well. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Go on our Facebook page, Twitter at Fat Guy and at Dr. Fitness 6.